He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday. It is the Friday. It is the Non-Farm Payrolls Day report. And it's the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And I'm here with Barry Kite, our chartered financial analyst. And we have an update so far in the markets today after, I guess, a so-so jobs report. The Dow right now is up. Actually, it's down now a little bit. It's down just a hair to 49,219. NASDAQ is down just a hair. The S&P is hanging on to a 10 basis point gain, 6,928. Don't forget we saw new highs in the Dow and the S&P 500 this past week. Not quite in the NASDAQ yet. The Russell 2000 is up about 70 basis points, 0.75%. Gold is having a good day. Another good day. Gold is at 4,502. And gold is up almost 1% today. And silver, wow, that thing is a wild thing. It's up 6%, 5.6% today to 79.33. And we've got Bitcoin continuing to meander. Bitcoin's up 277 to 90,043. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We are a fee-based only nationwide registered investment advisory firm, and we've expanded the show. We've, two more big cities have picked up our show, Dallas. Well, Dallas is coming, I think, next week. I think on Monday, actually. And Phoenix, we started there on this past Monday. So I'm glad to be back in Phoenix.
You got a nice message, note from a listener welcoming you back, and your voice back to Phoenix, right?
Yes, so. I thanked my brother for sending that, and no, it wasn't no relation. And but we've got a lot of friends in the desert city. The desert capital of the world, Phoenix, Arizona, where also we're building Taiwan semiconductor plants and other things. And Dallas, we had a huge following in Dallas till they sold that station that we were on. But now we're going to be on the biggest station in Dallas, one of the biggest, K-Sky, K-S-K-Y. And I think that starts on Monday. Okay, well, there's plenty to talk about today. Never a dull moment. Trump is good for the media, who loves to hate him, but can't get enough, I guess, of the drama, and certainly good for the ratings. The market was kind of mixed yesterday, not a whole lot going on. Today, we've got, I think, one of the biggest winners in the market as Meta. Meta signs a big deal, a big nuclear power deal. Just when you thought the nuclear sector was done, it's been selling off here a little bit recently, and it's going to be choppy. Look, it's not an even, 20-degree, 30-degree angle upwards in the nuclear sector, because you're going to have a lot of starts, a lot of, orders. But, building out the capacity is what's going to take the time. Much like the quantum, much like the rare earth, although nuclear is, I think, a little bit ahead of the quantum and the rare earth stocks, because we already have existing nuclear power plants and existing players that are big-time players. Today it's Vistra getting a big contract with Meta to power those all-important data centers. Boy, I tell you what it would be like to be a data center, Barry, in today's world. They get treated pretty good.
They're temperature controlled very well, right? They got good AC.
Yeah, supposedly the latest chip, though, the next version of the Blackwell chips aren't going to need as much cooling. And we've seen a little bit of selling off in the air conditioning stocks. A.O. Smith has always been my favorite for the data centers, AOS. We made some good money in that last year. We haven't got back into it. If you're down in South Haven, Mississippi, and wondering what's going on at that big building there that was vacant, Elon Musk startup XAI is investing $20 billion to build a data center in South Haven, Mississippi. The project will create hundreds of permanent jobs throughout DeSoto County. The data center, which will be known as Macro Harder, is in proximity to AIXI's newly acquired power plant site in South Haven and one of the company's existing data centers in Tennessee. After completion, the data center will increase XAI's computing power to nearly 2 gigawatts.
And we had the story this morning with Facebook or Meta,
yeah,
I should
Meta.
Say, doing the signing a power deal with Vistra and Oklo. And so both of those names are through the roof this morning. Up one pre-market, we're up over 15% each.
Oh, yeah, so and we
lots
have a
of
big
stuff
position.
Happening in the power place. Yeah.
We have a big position in Vistra. I consider it to be, right behind Constellation Energy and GE Vernova and Vistra. Those are pretty much the big three. We start the day. The current forward PE on the S&P 500 is 22.5. That's on the expensive side. 20 has been about the five-year average. 18.5 has been the 10-year average. And 23 has been the top over the last 5 years, and we're currently at 22.5. Something to keep in the back of your mind. We had, I would say that the jobs reports were pretty soft, but I don't think they were soft enough. I saw that the probability of a rate cut in January is like 4%.
Yeah, 4%. I was going to say under 5. Yeah, I mean, it's and we were at 88% just a day ago. So that tells you that this jobs report, wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold, and so we're looking at probably the Fed staying as is in January.
So
I think we get that meeting
on
the 28th. We get that announcement. So that'll be January 28th.
Yes, a couple of weeks from now. Now, the other big news today, and it could be big news today. Today's the day that we could get a decision on the Trump tariffs. It's not a given, but there's a good chance the Supreme Court could rule on the legality of President Trump's tariffs today after setting Friday as a decision day. And the Supreme Court has expedited this case due to its outsized impact on businesses and the economy. And, of course, at issue are Trump's across-the-board reciprocal tariffs on trading partners that are aimed at reducing the trade deficit. Well, I don't see if they've got a tariff on us, I don't see where a reciprocal tariff of equal goes against the Constitution. But we'll see. I think it's the act that he used that comes into question. He implemented under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. Was it an emergency? Probably not. That act was more for sanctions against countries, freezing assets, etc. I think that's a stretch, a real stretch for it to fit within that. So we'll just have to see. There could be a little bit of chaos.
It's interesting. I was reading today in terms of, some of them won't be affected actually by the decision. There's certain, just to get into the complexities of it, there's certain types of tariffs, and apparently this decision only affects, like you said, those tariffs that involved the that particular act. As far as like the Chinese tariffs actually and tariffs on Brazil and some other nations, we've got a you know, you've got a trade dispute, I guess, that we've already submitted. So if you have a trade dispute submitted, you're allowed to do tariffs. So it's a jumbled mess.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing is, I mean, we do have a massive trade deficit, and you could make the argument that is kind of an emergency. Because that, you know, that massive trade deficit is not a good thing.
Yeah, the border issue obviously tied, you know, with parts of the Mexico and in Canada's, you know, kind of the dispute we've had there. Obviously the fentanyl, I mean, you can argue that that's a deterrent, you know, that's a threat. But
well, we'll see. Okay, when we come back, we have a little bit of an update on Venezuela. The oil stocks had a very good day yesterday, big oil. And I sent out a message to my subscribers with about four or five oil service stocks that seem to be jumping since the Venezuela news. So my guess is that they would be maybe getting some contracts out of it. Welcome back here to the second quarter of today's Best Stocks Now show. Well, apparently Venezuela is playing ball so far and kind of going along with the demands. And a second attack has not been needed. Trump says he canceled the second attack. That's good. On Venezuela. At least $100 billion will be invested by big oil. We'll see. Okay, now oil prices are up today, and you wonder why with all of this supply, you know, coming back to the market at some point down the road. It's because of the issue in Iran is getting worse. You know, this goes under the radar. You have to kind of really dig to find world news these days. You know, they love to talk about Minneapolis, and they love to talk about this, and they love to talk about that, but Iran cut off the internet in the country, you know, they are really cracking down on the Iranian people that are taking it to the streets, as the Doobie Brothers used to say. The Ayatollah, it seems like there's another guy that's got to go at some point, but how he goes, I don't know. Khomeini slams the protesters, and he slams Trump, but there are big issues there in Iran right now. 42 deaths, 2,277 people have been detained, and revolution taking place. Not quite, but, you know, underneath the surface, there's strife in Iran. December, non-farm payrolls growth roughly in line. 50,000 jobs, not too good, really. But we found out that the jobs from the previous administration were inflated by, what, a couple million or something like that over the...
they had some pretty big revisions over there.
Huge
over the years,
revisions.
Put it that way. And, yeah, but, I mean, I think unemployment rate, headline unemployment rate, went down to 4.4. You know, got to remember our Fed has a dual mandate, one being inflation, the other being employment, and... You know, inflation remains at least a tad bit, you know, at least still more elevated than they want it to be. And, you know,
and the employment is just good enough, it seems
right, like.
So. Housing starts fall more than expected in October. Building permits also down. We had some pretty cold weather there. I'm sure that had something to do with it. And that is a choppy number. But I would also say that even though the 30-year mortgage is now down in the low sixes, that helps. But I think it needs to get down into the low fives to really make a big difference. But right now, those housing starts down. Apartment starts, I don't know. They don't report on those. That's all I know. The apartment starts in our zip code, Barry,
seem
are
to be
skyrocketing.
Yeah. It's and Chase
insane.
And Chase Banks. And yeah. Chase Banks. We've got a few
and
of those.
Chase Banks. Oh, God. You know, we need another bank. We've got, here's the big news of the day for me. Because, you know, I had some people writing to me saying, are these nuclear stocks okay? And yesterday, there were, in fact, the last few days, there's been some fairly big profit-taking in Constellation Energy, GE Vernova, Vistra, and a few of the smaller ones. I said, I still like them. And, you know, and don't forget Cameco. Cameco is a huge nuclear. That's the old Westinghouse. Meta strikes three big nuclear power deals to support AI ambitions. Meta unveiled three. Now, this is the third company that has signed mega deals. I think Microsoft was the other one. And who was, there was another one in there, that signed a big deal. It wasn't in
Aquo.
Yeah, but a big, one of the big seven signed a big deal.
I'm trying to think. I think it was, I'll get it in a second.
Yeah, I know Microsoft was one, but Meta unveils three to secure up to 6.6 gigawatts of nuclear power by 2035. For its data centers that are among the most sweeping and ambitious so far of all the tech companies and all the nuclear power providers. This is the biggest contract. This dwarfs the other one that Microsoft did. Meta announced a deal with Vistra to purchase electricity from three existing nuclear power plants in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Maybe our show is powered by nuclear in Ohio and Pennsylvania. We have two shows in Ohio, one in Cleveland and Columbus. And, of course, we're in Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania. And Meta is going to back new small modular reactor projects, the nuclear developer Oklo and Terra Power. I talked about Terra Power the other day. Which they're planning to build over the next decade. The deal's follow-on agreement. Oh, yeah, you know, it was Meta that signed the big deal with Constellation. So this is on top of the Constellation deal that they already signed. Meta signed 20-year agreements to buy power from Vistra's Perry and Davis-Bessey plants in Ohio. And in the Beaver Valley plant in Pennsylvania. And let's take a look at Vistra today. It's having a huge day. And Vistra, don't forget, on Monday bought a bunch of natural gas power plants. So they're becoming a major player. Vistra is up $21 per share or 14% on 6 times normal volume. And we are big holders of Vistra in two of our portfolios, the Premier Growth, which is a very select portfolio of growth companies. I think there's about 21 stocks in it right now, and it's in the Relative Value portfolio, which is also a very select group of stocks. I think there's maybe 20 or so stocks in that portfolio right now, and both those portfolios are off to a good start. After having a good year in 2025, Vistra, VST, is a $58 billion company out of Irving, Texas, right there by Dallas. And Vistra, that's big news for them. And Vistra is one of the biggest AI data center providers of energy now, especially in the U.S., and it's up there with Constellation, and it's up there with the GE Vernova. So there's a lot of business there for everybody involved, and that is a big deal that is giving the whole nuclear sector a jolt today. And that one is, again, one of the biggest winners in the market today, and we own it here at Gunderson Capital Management. How many times have we mentioned Vistra? Which is a power wholesaler, right?
I mean, and an integrated. The cool thing about them is they're integrated, meaning they've got they've even got some solar assets, they've got some nuclear assets, they got a good bit of natural gas assets. So
yes, now when we come back, we'll go to the other side of the pond and give you a little update on Greenland. I added three Greenland stocks to the app this morning. The negotiations continue to try to get access to those valuable rare earths over in Greenland. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson. Thank you for tuning in to today's Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds Now show. I put several hours of research in during the wee hours of the morning each day to bring you the very best cutting-edge stories that I can. To get 2 free weeks of my newsletter, go to GundersonCapital.com. To talk to us about our fee-based only money management services, call us at 855-611-BEST. Now, back to the second half of the show.
And welcome back here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show. U.S. officials have discussed sending lump sum payments to residents of Greenland. How do I get a green card to be a Greenlander, Barry? Do I need to buy a little plot of land over there or something? Maybe I'm going to fly to Nuuk.
To a patch of ice.
Yes, and become a citizen or an alien resident, something. As an incentive to secede from Denmark and join the U.S. Well, it sounds like a little bribery to me. While there's been no firm proposal in terms of dollar amount or exactly how the payment would be made, we do it in Alaska. You know, the Alaskans get,
you get a piece of the oil dividend, essentially an oil dividend, right?
Yeah, that PP Prudhoe Bay, oil. The officials have talked about amounts ranging from $10,000 to $100,000 per person. Wow. On Tuesdays, Reuters reported that the Trump administration is considering options for acquiring Greenland. Well, you know, I mean, there is precedent. We acquired Louisiana and a lot of territory from the French. We acquired Alaska, obviously, from the Russians, and we've acquired quite a bit over the years. It's been a while since anything like this has been considered. But anyways, Trump obviously feels like that's a strategic location in many ways. He doesn't want China and Russia to get their mitts on it, and he would like to see the rare earth and other things, the infrastructure put in there to get access to those critical minerals.
Well, and as you mentioned yesterday, to that that important, there's an important waterway right there. Kind of think of it as a tight strait in terms of coming out of the Arctic. So it's a strategic and important piece. It seems like. One way or the other, we'll be able to defend it in some form or fashion because it's probably in NATO's best interest, right? If it's being defended in some form or fashion as well,
but. And not having Russian and Chinese ships circling it,
right.
That's right there on Europe's doorstep. Well, how about a Terzep or a Zep bound cocktail? This is kind of interesting, you know. They're combining Zepbound with Taltz, and they're getting not only weight loss, but big improvement in psoriatic arthritis.
Interesting.
So there you go. I mean, they can mix Zepbound with other things. Who knows, maybe lowering your cholesterol or whatever, and form a little cocktail in one pill. But for those of you that suffer with psoriatic arthritis, 36 weeks of taking the combination of the two drugs together, 32% of the patients in the Together open-label study saw a 50% improvement in their psoriatic arthritis activity. So anyways, Lilly's got a lot of irons in the fire. They got a lot of cash in the bank. And they continue to stock their pipeline because they've got all of that cash to buy a lot of promising young biotechs. So They're positioned pretty well, in my opinion, over the next several years. The global semiconductor sales hit record highs in November. You know, I would just say one thing that's been consistent since this, really this whole tech revolution probably started in the mid-90s. I think when the PC came along, that was a big, big turning point, bringing the computer into the to people's homes. And the one thing that has been constant throughout the entire tech revolution has been the semiconductor industry. And you go back to Moore and Moore's Law and Intel and the early days of Silicon Valley, which was named for semiconductors. But they've really been the one constant. And now, instead of, you know, onesies and twosies in a personal PC, now you need hundreds and thousands. Think of the data centers that he's building, Musk, one in Louisiana and one in Tennessee. Think of all of the products from, SanDisk, Micron, Seagate, Western Digital, all the networking software, analog devices, right on down the line. By the way, analog devices, ADI, had a nice breakout to an all-time high yesterday. We own that in our ultra growth portfolio. And why? Global semiconductor sales hit record highs in November. They reached a record $75.3 billion in November, up 30% from last year. 30%. What other industry, other than individual companies such as Lilly with their Zepbound drug? And that's why we look for robust growth, no matter what industry it is. It's not happening in the oil and gas industry. It's not happening in the housing stocks. It's not happening in the consumer staples.
Well, who knew power companies, right, were going to be growth companies, you know, until the AI revolution. I mean,
that was a whole new twist.
Yeah, for years those were, utilities were was the question on, some of these different industry exams. What's the safest stock of this choice? And it was always supposed to be the utility choice. And, of course, now, they're the new trading at 50 times P.E.
Long as they got those hot rocks that can boil water and keep it boiling, otherwise known as uranium, they're pretty good investments right now. And there's a lot of ways to play that. I like Cameco, too. Cameco's been behaving very, very well, CCJ, because they are kind of the infrastructure
Yeah, up just under 5% today, by the way.
So. I love it. I think that's breaking out to a new high. And I like GE Vernova. I mean, with a name like GE and this spinoff of their power plant, and as I drive by the Charleston train yard in downtown Charleston, I see big flatbed cars with GE Vernova turbines on them getting ready to be delivered somewhere. So the semiconductor, this may be the first year that it hits $1 trillion in sale, worldwide semiconductor sales. And that's why, of course, Taiwan is so important. Who knows? China wants Taiwan to keep our hands off of the what they consider to be their technology coming from China in Taiwan. And we want China's hands off Venezuelan oil and Greenland rare earth, and it's a positioning battle right now.
I mean,
Intel.
And it's an AI day today. I mean, everything I'm looking at is tied to AI in some form or fashion.
Yeah, we're having a huge day. I mean, we were up like way more than the S&P 500 this morning. Of course, there's days when we're down more. The last few days there's been profit-taking in the AI, and especially in the nuclear stocks. But, look, you've got to sit back sometimes and let these things work out. You can't react to every little dip that goes on, and you just got to look down the road and say, it just seems to me a given. It's a given that we got to have more power. That's not going to change overnight. And there's only a few companies that are really positioned to be able to provide that kind of power. And we know where one of them is, and we've known it for quite some time, and that's Vistra. And they proved it again, VST, the Irving, Texas company, by signing a big deal. Where does Meta go for their power needs? They go to Vistra. Intel in the spotlight. Trump said he had a great meeting with the CEO of Intel yesterday, Lip-Bu-Tan. You know what? Intel has been doing well. I mean, the U.S. has made a good profit on their investment. And, of course, NVIDIA invested in Intel. I'm not a fan yet. I still think that, you know, it's going to take a lot to turn that thing around and get it more current. But it's definitely headed in the right direction. And that's another one. If you were inclined that way, you'd have to be patient with a investment in Intel. We currently do not have any exposure to Intel. Okay, the other action activity, the defense stocks have had a good week. He floated a $1.5 trillion dream budget for having the ultimate, you know, weaponry and defense. And the drones have definitely been in play. Ondas, I've talked about Ondas before, O-N-D-S. They did a $1 billion offering. It was snapped up like hotcakes. They provide drone technology. It's a smaller stock, however, more on the speculative side. The real pure play on drones is AeroVironment, AVAV. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show. Well, Vistra up 13% right now with this big deal with Meta, the company formerly known as Facebook, run by a guy named Zuckerbucks. I'm looking at CRML. That's the Greenland rare earth stock. CRML is critical metals. It's taken off. It's not going to be like tomorrow all of a sudden.
Doing very well today. Yeah.
Yes, having a good day. Now, I own a little bit. It's too much of a speculative, wild thing to put in into any of the four or five portfolios that we manage. If anything, it might be a candidate for the speculative, the emerging growth portfolio. And I don't have a problem, but it is a little overheated right now. It's having a huge day today. This thing's up 96% over the last several months. It's up another 18.4% today. And I added three. We'll see if they show up. You know, they don't get a ranking in the app. It takes about 3 or 4 days before we get all of the 1 month returns, 3 month, 6 month, 12 month, even 5 year if they're out there on these stocks. you know, we're just going to keep our eye on that. I would think there would be some big player at some point if you know, things were secured a little bit and deals were made, some big player would go in there. I don't know who it would be, but right now it's a bunch of these smaller players that have already boots on the ground in Greenland. And Critical Metals, CRML, is probably the best one right now. It's a $149 million company. That's very, very small. And speaking of the app, I found a new vendor yesterday, and they seem to be, like, overqualified, Barry, for what we need done, but that's fine.
I'm okay with that.
Because I actually have a lot of ideas, a lot of capabilities that I want to add to the app. We have, like, the 15-year and 25-year returns on some of these stocks that have been around that long. Right now, we just go out 10 years, but I think it would be very interesting to see what the company has averaged over the last 15 years and over the last 25 years, and then work that out to an annual compound average. I want to create a few more sectors that didn't exist before. All of a sudden, we've got I'd probably break off the nuclear sector from the utility sector. Or I think I have it in energy right now, and maybe break off create a crypto. Right now, the crypto stocks are in the finance sector. I think I would create a crypto sector, and then for the users to be able to download the symbols into a spreadsheet of stocks that meet your criteria, then you can load that into your charting software. That's what I do. I have the app in
you have
spreadsheet
the engine
form.
You have the engine that's yeah. Fueling it, yeah, right.
And I upload those symbols every day. I have four lists, the A+, all the A+, and I can click through them very quickly. All the ones that are have an overall ranking of B+ or better, all the stocks that we currently own. And then the fourth one I do is rank changes, the one that made the biggest daily rank changes. That has to be 1,000 points or more. In other words, if it goes from 5,000 to 4,000, it will qualify. And sometimes I find things very early on by doing that. It takes me probably to go through those charts 3 hours, 4 hours a day. But I feel like that's probably some of the most valuable time that I have because I'm able to see underneath the surface.
And you've narrowed down the playing field a bit.
Yeah,
too,
and so. I've already narrowed down the playing field to where the action is. Okay, now we're going to put on the mask, the snorkel, and go down under the water and look at the components making up that action and where the best ones are. And some days I literally don't find anything, you know, of note. But there's always 10 or so standout charts, one way or the other. I've noticed a lot of weakness. We don't own Apple. That's a weak chart. Apple is a very weak chart. They just do not seem to be participating in AI whatsoever. In my opinion, they need a newer, younger, more vibrant CEO than Tim Cook. He really has not innovated. I think he's a good caretaker for the company, taking over for Jobs. But I think they've missed a lot of opportunity here with AI big time. So anyways, that stock has been very, very weak lately. And then yesterday I noted the breakout to the upside in Analog Devices, which is kind of a lower-end, low-tech chip stock. But look, $1 trillion, that's a big pie to go around amongst all these chip companies. NVIDIA has a big chunk of that pie, but there's plenty to go around with Micron and Analog and AMD and others. And then there's others that just aren't even playing in that sandbox at all. And, of course, Google's in that sandbox now with their chips, their AI chips. Meta went to them for AI chips. They went to Google. And by the way, Google has now passed Apple in market capitalization. Apple's just got to get something going new, something vibrant, something earth-shaking. I don't know what it's going to be, but I think iPhone 18 and iPhone 19 and iPhone 20, there's got to be something else to come along. That's just me. Maybe humanoid robots, Apple robots. I don't know. That's a crowded field, too.
That's it. Yeah.
They got out of the car, and they got out of the robo-taxi. That's a crowded field. But Apple, with that brand name, it seems to me like they could put that brand on something else that is a huge growth opportunity for them. And then, of course, I've noticed all of these rare earth stocks, MP, critical minerals, and a few others. And then the small nuke stocks. Our last stock we'll look at today is Oklo. Oklo's up 13.2% today on that Meta News. We're out of time. I'm working on the newsletter today. I'll be sending it out tomorrow afternoon. Should be a good one. A lot of things have happened this past week. To get 4 weeks, GundersonCapital.com to interview us about managing your portfolio, your IRAs. 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Charles Schwab. Schwab is a member of SIPC and FINRA.